Joe's Need to Know News. If you haven't heard this, I don't think you're on social media at all. There's a one-week delay on Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation. Here's what's going on. Republicans in the Senate and President Trump agreed to delay a vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation for 1 week to allow the FBI to probe into the allegations of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, for the seventh time.
Against the judge. Have they probed, though? And that's the thing. I've heard people say six times he's already been a background check.
Yes.
Did they probe for him, like, sexually harassing people?
That background check includes every single aspect of your life, current, prior, any allegations you might have, any skeletons in your closet.
Right, but that's only like once that you've been like actually convicted for, or like once that like you've been like charged
no,
for.
No, be any skeletons in your closet, anything shady around you. They've looked into it six times.
Well, we will see if they find anything in his closet. Probably a week or so from now. Speaking of the FBI, the Las Vegas Strip, tonight at 10:05 p.m. Pacific, the exact time a gunman went on a shooting spree a year ago, the marquees at resorts all across Vegas are going to go dark. That's when that shooting happened at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, left 58 people dead, hundreds of injured people as well. The Clark County Sheriff says authorities still could not determine a motive for the shooting, and
yeah,
the FBI is still trying to find one.
Isn't that insane? Isn't that insane that a year later we still have absolutely zero video footage, zero information about the Vegas shooting?
Well,
I mean, isn't that just mind-blowing
well,
to
you? You don't think we have footage? I think we do. I just don't think it's released publicly.
Well, right. That's what I mean, though. That's what I mean. We haven't seen it. It's weird, isn't it?
Are you talking like...
Yeah, 100%.
Like, what do you think?
I think that something's going on they're not telling us about. That doesn't make any sense at all. And they think that they're going to find, after six times of an FBI investigation into Kavanaugh, they're going to find something new in a week. And they've had a year to find stuff out about this Pulse shooting. Or not Pulse, but I mean Vegas shooting, and they haven't found anything? What the heck is going on? I mean, whatever. That's a whole nother story.
All right. Let's see what you think about this one. The mom of a high school student in St. Louis took her case to federal court after her son did not make the varsity soccer team.
I heard about this.
All right. What do you think about this?
Well, that's all I know. So I don't know if there's anything else with
Well, he didn't make the varsity team. He's a junior in high school.
Right.
He was last year on the JV team, just below that. Well, they have a rule, apparently, at this high school that if you don't make the varsity squad, you can't go down to the JV team because they want kids to develop and get better.
Right.
So it's not fair. Like, you're taking their spot. So
yeah, the wussification of America, ladies and gentlemen.
The mom says the rule is not fair. She believes her son, who already played on the JV soccer team, is good enough to play again on that same team. The coach sent a letter explaining kind of what I just told you right there about, you know, he needs to work on his ability and it's not fair to the other kids, too, that are trying to make the squad. So after hearing testimony last week, a judge will decide today if the teen will be put on the junior varsity team and as his mother wants. I wonder if this teen wants to be on the team, because if I was him, I would want to move schools now.
Yeah, I'd be so embarrassed. And also, like, dang, you just need to get better at soccer. Like, sorry, dude.
I mean, like, dude, can we be real here? Real talk? I loved baseball growing up. Guess what? I didn't make the varsity squad. You know what I did? And I don't regret it. I was like the manager, as they say, or assistant manager for our varsity team. I got to play in two games. I batted 500. I went 1-for-2 in my high school career. But I didn't make the team. You know why? Because I wasn't good enough to be a varsity baseball player.
Don't you guys think that parents, though, that do this kind of stuff, like taking a school to court because their kid didn't make the team, wouldn't that be a form of child abuse? Because think of the damage.
It's not child abuse.
But think of the damage that she's permanently doing to her kid, because they're not ever going to learn to accept no's in life and how that's going to affect them later in life. I feel like it is a form of child abuse.
He's not
going to
accept no's. Maybe like Kavanaugh.
Oh, man, we got fire up in here today.
But yeah, I had a best friend who was a manager of the soccer team because he didn't make the varsity team. And like, he had so much fun.
It was fun.
I loved it.
It was fun. All the managers that couldn't make the team, shout out to you this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. And I can't wait to have kids. I don't know why. I saw a lot of babies over my vacation. And I really, really want to get my wife pregnant so I can do stuff like this. A mom's gone viral with her potty song for her little daughter. Check this out.
We gotta tell mommy when you need to pee. Tell mommy when you need to poop. We need to pee pee.
On your potty.
We gotta poop poop.
On your potty.
And then you get a prize. And then you get a prize. Right.
Isn't that awesome?
That's I love it. So cute.
That's me as a mom.
There's a video minus the actual, you know, pottying going on. I'll put it up on my Need to Know News blog at radionowindy.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.